Jasmine Forte with her song Elephant performed at the Six Music Festival, which I enjoy, so I just thought I wanted to bring you a little bit of that, you know, why not? We have been listening to some great music on the last set, had some music from the London band Ain't, a new track of theirs called Pirouette, their third single. RZA's with Bank Account Blues, which was just a song that made me chuckle, and so I figured you had to hear it as well. That's from last year. They're a punk band, a trio from Brighton, who just released their last song, Bank Account Blues. And we've got a couple of more. We've got a few more tracks for you. I'm here until 9:30 with you. We've got a band called Drop Dead McPhee from York in the north of England. And they're a band that started a couple of years ago at the sort of beginning of 2023. Have influences that range from a bit of Stereophonics, a bit of U2, Libertines, all sorts of good stuff. And they've just released a new single called Hand in Hand. And I'm hearing a little bit of, you know, a bit of psychedelia on it, a bit of, you know, kind of classic songwriting on it as well. And they're a three-piece, but they're all about those choruses, you know, getting those big hooks, making a big sound, as big as you can get with a three-piece. And so I'm going to play us that track. It's called Hand in Hand. And we're going to then move into much more electronic territory. We've been talking about sort of, you know, electronic dance kind of records. Snap Tangles, who we played a couple of weeks ago, released their album as well, Hard Dancing. What was the album called? There's a lot of good music, and I'm trying to keep as much of it in my head as possible. But their album's just come out, Hard Times, Furious Dancing. And almost as a response to that, Vlora backed, Glasgow-based dance punk, kind of in almost industrial band. They've released a new single called Better Days. They're also on Bandcamp. Their name is V-L-U-R-E. And I think we've all just decided it's pronounced Vlora. I know in the beginning, some of us on this station were like, is it V-Lure? Is it Vlora? But that's what we've decided on. And lastly, I'm gonna stay up north, play a little bit of music from English Teacher, Leeds band, you know, won the Mercury Prize last year. And they were also on the bill at Six Music Festival. And there's a few songs of theirs that just really always hit. Blister My Paint is one of them, and that's the song that I'm going to be playing for us. So that coming up for you right now on CFRC, but let's start off with Drop Dead McPhee, their song Hand in Hand, coming up for you right now.
Hand in hand, I see the ghosts of me and my friends run through these city streets. I see friends I have lost running down closed doors to gaffes that have been printed in time. Ones that somewhere out there still reverberate in rage. I see their faces and limbs ricochet and echo over the stairs, smoking areas and the unwashed floors that brought me of age. I see the friends with which I will never dance, hug or kiss again.
Here's a love song.
Overexposure makes my eyes weep.
list of English teachers set from the BBC Six Music Festival. I mean, how far have they come in such a short period of time? The debut album dropped last year. This Could Be Texas. And my friend and I, Aditi, who's been on the show, we went and we saw English Teacher while I was in London. They were there pretty much like one of the last days that I was there. So we just snuck it in. And it was almost a secret kind of show, like an extra edition, because they'd already sold out one night at the much bigger O2 Academy. And they had to schedule in another date because there was so much demand. And so they played at the Coco in London, which was, I think, about 1,000 to 2,000 people. It was, you know, it was the night after the media night, you know, because all the big magazines, NME and all those guys, were in the crowd kind of writing their reviews on the first night. The second night was just the fans. So it was, I guess, much more relaxed, very fun show. And Aditi and I were talking about this particular song yesterday, Blister My Pain. So I decided to just play a little bit of that as a shout out to her as well. And because it's just, this song comes alive when they play it live. It's a really good kind of, you know, quiet crowd moment as well. And you can just hear that in every kind of every silence in between, where the band's kind of just waiting and you can hear the audience breathing. So it's incredible. I just thought it was, you know, why not play some live music if we have the ability to? Speaking of live music, though, I did say I saw a ton of bands over this weekend. One of them was Evan Jackson with his full band. And, you know, Evan kind of started off as a solo songwriter, just, you know, writing acoustic stuff on his own. And he's really come into his own being in a band. And I say this not just because he's also in the Sugar Pills, a band that we really love, but a band that has a very different vibe to what Evan does just solo. And so him with his solo band, you know, they had their album launch show just last night, a couple of steps over from here, you know, at the Grad Club just down the road. And what a show it was, between some of the covers that he did to that incredible voice that he has, which was just, you know, I think it took a lot of people by surprise, because we were all kind of standing around after his set got over and his last song had these like higher notes, these shouts, that we were all just looking at each other going, wow, who knew he had that voice, you know? So he's a great songwriter. And also, just, you know, I've been thinking kind of as well on my time in Kingston and all of that, and it seems Evan's really captured that in some of the songs on his album. There was a song on his album that he introduced really as being about, you know, people moving away from Kingston as you come into your mid-20s and you're sort of the only one left here. And I did that last year. I was the one that stayed last year, and I think I'm the one that's leaving this year. But in connection to that, there's another song on the album called Another Week in Kingston. And I don't know, they're just really good at doing this kind of capturing what being in Kingston is like. With the Sugar Pills, there's just the song about, you know, that kind of goes on about a Thursday night at the Toucan and like that kind of side of Kingston. And Evan starts off his album with Another Week in Kingston. So I think I'm gonna sneak that in at the end of the show if I can. And if not, you should go check out his album Peace, Paper, Pleasure that just came out yesterday. It's a great album. That came out on the 4th, so midnight going into Friday. And then the album launch show on Saturday that we had. And we're here today talking about it, which is great. But I'm also going to play us some more music from the UK, which is what this show is for normally. I'm going to play some music by an artist called Buzzkill Joy, who really has that kind of, you know, punky, energetic kind of protest sound to his music, and, you know, really just puts all his energy into it. And, you know, the artist that he reminds me a lot of is an artist who has also just released new music, Youngblood. But as kind of Buzzkill Joy develops his protest punk, Youngblood has sort of moved into his 70s, 80s rock era. Like, the kind of music he's making right now could remind you a little bit of Black Sabbath, could remind you a bit of AC/DC. He's had a complete makeover, and he's released his first new single in a while called Hello Heaven Hello, but that's a 9 minute long track, so I'm not going to be playing that for us today. You can go listen to it. This is a show, you know, more for getting new music in your ears. So I'm going to instead play some Buzzkill Joy. His latest single is called For Britannia, F-A-U-X. We've also got some Nubian Twist, who have an album coming out on the 13th of June. One that I'm quite excited for, because I'm looking at the track listing and the band's really, working their way into new territories. You know, the single that we have right now is called Battle Isn't Over, which they released with Horsemen, and this is a drum and bass version. They've got a few other songs in there that are incorporating elements of dub, jungle, Afrofusion, dancehall. There's a lot of UK garage, a lot of really interesting genres that are maybe adjacent to what Nubian Twist as a jazz band necessarily do most of the time. So I'm very excited for this to come out. That's coming on the 13th of June. It's called NT Sound System, NT being Nubian Twist, who you can find at Nubian Twist, N-U-B-I-Y-N, twist.bandcamp.com. Then, like I said, a little bit of Six Music Festival. I'm going to play something from Fat Dog Set, kind of the very beginning of their set, actually. They opened their show with this like loud industrial crazy kind of sounding song called Vigilante. They've been a favorite of Six Music, so it's no surprise that they're going to be playing that one. But you can find them as well on Bandcamp. They're at fat dog, just spell that thrice, .bandcamp.com. Let's get started though with a bit of Buzzkill Joy coming up for you. This might be the last you hear from me, so in that case, I'll see you next week, barring any ice storms. Stay safe, goodbye.
We not no trouble, you know we not no strife. I said you're going to me, so day and night. That's why there's no love for always a fight. You try to bring it down, no mean the negative vibes. You know them your things, you know it don't right. You try to break it down, it not right. They give tongues and friends with the lights. Yeah, you miss it. Watch out! Watch out for the enemy. Watch out for your enemy. And the main, they jump and break it down like one goalie. Yeah. You be thinking, but they are mighty. You have a bad mind and grateful. You have envy. Yeah. Your life is alright, but life is in a misery. Working hard, having your money. Just a whole lot of the time, you have the energy.
The light is out. darkest hour. Look for the light, and it will be there.
All right, it is now 9:30. You are listening to CFRCFM 101.9 FM, cable channel 954 in Kojiko, and available on the World Wide Web at www.cfrc.ca. I am Weave. It is a very nice Sunday night, Sunday, April 6th. A good day to be, you know, here in Kingston and alive. Not so much a great day to be alive, though, if you were the singer of a Seattle rock band, but, you know, I digress. Anyways, it's been a few weeks since I've been live, so I have, some tunage kicking, as I'm wont to do. So we're going to do, like, a whole whack of new things, Junior Dad. We're going to do, what are we going to do here as well? Oh yeah. New Tortoise is going to be, in the next hour. And, you know, I got like a few grooves I'm going to probably kick in the next hour. And then, first half hour is going to be more of the indie variety, which the first two will fit just fine in that, which is, well, coming up in a little bit, Guided by Voices put out album number 41 this week. Universe Room, which I listened to, and it was not bad. And it's, you know, you kind of know what you get when you get a Guided by Voices record, though. It's like if you go into a White Castle, you know what the burgers are going to be. They're not going to completely change the menu and go to pizza. So, you know, there's something weirdly reassuring about that over the years. You can just kind of slip back into Guided by Voices. So that's going to be in a bit. But to start off with, the Kestrels have a forthcoming album called Better Wonder. And I am going to be playing, you know, a song from that record, conveniently enough, called Free Forever. When does the Kestrels album come out? Well, actually, no, I apologize. It came out about 6 weeks ago. I just sort of missed these things. But I guess this single, you know, I like it. It's good. And so why not share it with you? Anyway, so here we go. Kestrels, the name of the song, from Free Forever on CFRC.
Yeah. psychological.
Point they wanna reach.
something better when you walk into the room and you survey the scene, but it's so fast, so clean, makes you feel lonely.
In my hand from Scream.